It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. And what are you doing here?
I know. I just can't stay away. It's so much fun.
Well, here's the thing. You have now reached 200. Is it 200?
201.
200.
I mean, we're just overachievers over there.
201 nonprofit organizations are now represented on the Share platform at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org, which is a milestone. And congratulations.
Yes, thank
for,
you.
For the 5-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. To have achieved so much. That's just tremendous.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming out and helping us celebrate this week and for helping to promote a bunch of new organizations signing on. You know, we know that they're out there, just finding them and getting them connected. And so I'm super excited that we have a surge of new nonprofits to tell you about and make sure that we highlight and highlight to the platform. And so we have one of those here today with us.
Absolutely. Well, who did you bring today?
I brought Kat C., who is the founder and director of the Live Move Be Center. You might have seen her in some of local press magazines and just throughout the past few years, but I'm really excited to talk more about the mission of the Live Move Be Center and how we can get involved and about an event they have coming up tomorrow.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Kat, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us and taking time. Well, I guess the obvious question and the first one is tell us about your organization and what does it do?
So Live Move Be Center was created in 2023 and it was an offshoot of what we were already doing, which began in 2020, which was Live Move Be Fitness Studio. Okay. So we now offer fitness classes, but in addition to that, we do even more. So we do community events such as book studies, workshops, just fun events for the family or girls' night outs. A lot of things that we offer to the community in addition to the fitness classes that we were already putting out. Mm-hmm. And our goal for a fitness studio was to take away all the barriers that often keep people from being able to move their bodies. So when we were an LLC, we offered our classes always at a low cost. We never required memberships. We never required any kind of pre-registration. When we decided to switch over to the nonprofit model, we decided to then take away even the cost barrier of an actual fee. So now what we require, or not require, but ask, is if people are willing that they donate $5 per class. And that helps us, of course, pay our expenses, pay our instructors. Mm-hmm. And then we do give the opportunity for people to become monthly partners if they would like to do that as well. So the monthly partnership, they can support what we're doing at the studio at any amount that they choose, at whatever amount works for their budget. And it helps us continue to offer encouraging fitness classes to the community and also all the other fun events that we do, book studies, wellness workshops. We have a trunk or treat coming up soon. So all of those type of things get supported through our partners and those who give us that high five donation at the classes.
And just a very collaborative approach, much like the ethos of Share Greater Lynchburg. It's all about collaborating and bringing nonprofits together in your studio and to help support in a cohesive manner. And it just sounds like that heartbeat of really trying to serve the community in a collective way.
Yeah. So that's another neat thing that we added when we switched over to the nonprofit model in 2023. We began doing what we call caring initiatives.
Right.
And so because we already have a community, which is people who are coming to our space regularly, we wanted to organize that community to support other nonprofits. And so we, on a pretty regular basis throughout the year, do what we call caring initiatives. So we support other nonprofits in the area. So we might do that by maybe around Thanksgiving, doing a food drive for a local food bank. We've supported the Agape Center. We've supported Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center with a baby shower drive where we were bringing in presents and gifts for their baby showers. Just a variety of different things that we've done in our space by just bringing our community together. They're already coming in to take fitness classes. So we're like, this week, why don't you bring in the item of the week? And so for the Agape Center, we did that kind of thing one summer, and the item of the week, a different item every week. So we might say mustard is the item this week, and everybody comes to take their fitness class, but they bring some mustard. And then we get all that, collect it together, and make sure it gets to the nonprofit that needs it.
And you had mentioned off air that you also offer virtual classes.
Yes, yes. So our fitness classes are kind of run the gamut of what's available out there today. We do yoga, Pilates, bar, dance fitness, circuits, just kind of everything that most people are looking for. And they can take those in the studio. But if, again, in trying to break down the barriers of that people have in moving their bodies, sometimes people just can't get out of their house, right? So we now offer Zoom classes and people can log on via our website live and join a live class. And so that's really cool because not only are they getting to take a fitness class, but they're also getting to participate in the community of that class. Yeah. Because there are lots of classes available on YouTube or that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but the instructor on the other side of the screen doesn't know you're there. And so with our approach, the instructor knows you're there, you're still a part of the class, mm-hmm. and you're able to participate live, which we think is really cool.
That's really neat.
And then you give shout outs and things mm-hmm. and encourage those folks
absolutely.
On the other side.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. we can see who's on the other side of the screen. Of course, we allow them to turn their cameras off if they want, because not everybody wants to be seen mm-hmm. while they're working out. But we see their name on the screen. We know they're there. And so, yeah, throughout a class, the instructor might give them a little shout out, ask them how they're doing at home in the same way that we would for the participants in the room, so that they feel like they're a part of what we're doing too. And they really are, because oftentimes the community in the room knows about our regular Zoomers. And so even the participants will come to me and be like, hey, is Dana on today? And then they'll come over to the camera and wave to Dana and nice. Tell her good morning before the class starts. So it really is a neat way to cool. bring everybody together for well, encouraging fitness.
And let's bring that to the local community level as well. Mm-hmm. This is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you've got an upcoming event tomorrow, I believe. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we periodically do a variety of different events. Some are fun, mm-hmm. some are more informational. So what we have coming up this Saturday is a wellness workshop with Teresa Falau. So Teresa Falau has a medical background, but she is more inclined to encourage people to work on their health through more natural means. Mm-hmm. And so she presents a lot of really data-based studies and things that can help people deal with their health in a more holistic way. Mm-hmm. So her workshop tomorrow is actually called Bridging the Gap, and it is going to address the issue of medical intervention and holistic means and how to bring those two things together mm-hmm. to get you the best result for your wellness and your health. So it's a totally free workshop. It starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday and it ends around 12:30. Wow. So about 90 minutes, and everyone is welcome to come, and we would love for you to come and bring a friend.
Very, very nice. Well, you can learn more about Live, Move, Be Center if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type that in, Live, Move, Be, and it'll take you to their page. You can learn about the event. Then you can click on the event page itself. It's a recommended donation. Or a suggested donation right. for the workshop?
For the workshop, we don't. Okay. For our fitness classes, we do call it giving us a high five. So we say, gotcha. If you enjoyed the class, yeah. give us a high five, which is a $5 donation per class. Yeah, and like I said, that just helps okay. us take care of all of our needs.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, the wellness workshop, again, is tomorrow. And what time is it and where is it at?
So it's 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And it is located at our studio, which is 22273 Timberlake Road.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we will link all this information up on our website and on this broadcast as well on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
So, Megan, how are things going with Share? We had the 5-year celebration down at Super Rad. That was a lot
sure
of fun.
We sure did. We had about 40 guests come by. Some brought kids, and we played video games unlimited and had some party cake, and we had to eat the ice cream cake very rapidly before it melted. And
I got an ice cream cake headache.
Yes, ice cream cake headache. Right. It was just everything you could imagine for a 5-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
Some giveaways and some professional headshots, which I guess doesn't fit with 5-year-olds, but that we got some good material for our Give Good campaign.
There were some good shots.
Yeah,
there were some really, really
it
cute, creative shots there.
Yeah. I'm excited. So we'll use some of those pictures all those pictures for our Giving Tuesday campaign, which we're launching into next. And Giving Tuesday is on December 2nd. And so we're going to be offering pop-up opportunities to volunteer throughout the month of November. So if you're a nonprofit and you have a cool volunteer opportunity where you'd welcome a group stopping by, I'm speaking to like colleges and universities and students about just going out and trying volunteerism for the first time, we realized that SHARE is a wonderful sort of gateway to volunteerism and donating and, you know, getting people involved in philanthropy in hands-on ways and for the first time. There's a lot of the folks that we see coming through. So just trying to make that super easy throughout the month of November, throughout the giving season. And then with the big finale of, or the, you know, the awesome day of Giving Tuesday, which is when billions of people across the world are giving back and in so many ways. And so, Mike, you and I will be doing some live remotes that day, hopefully celebrating some cash donations to nonprofits and all of the above. So more to come on that. We also have a Lunch and Learn coming up at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
Okay.
That'll be on November 12th, and that can be found on our website, or excuse me, our newsletter that's going out today.
Okay.
And on our website. And yeah, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is where all this is housed. The way I learned about the Live, Move, Be Center was through the GLCF granting Live, Move, Be with an initial grant. And so that's sort of my becomes my to-do list of folks to go out and find and get on the SHARE platform. But we currently have a grant open right now for $10,000 and $5,000 for nonprofits that are working with youth. And that's the Youth Philanthropy Council grant. It can all be found on our website. And we walk with 27 high school seniors through the process of philanthropy that our committees go through in real time, just to kind of understand what that looks like, do site visits, and come up with a $10,000 and a $5,000 recipient. Wells Fargo is a 20-year partner of that program. This is our 20th year, so we're grateful for that. And we just look forward to working with all these awesome students to get that done.
It's a fantastic program, by the way. And these students really do learn all about the philanthropic process.
Right.
And they care, and that's something they'll carry forward through their entire lives.
Right. Countless students have gone into a major in nonprofits or a minor in college, you know, or serving on boards in the future. They say it's an incredibly impactful experience. We walk through with them from September until March. So it's a months long process of learning more about how nonprofits operate and what goes into the selection of grant making.
Well, it's a great program. If you want to learn more about that and so many others, visit lynchburgfoundation.org. Also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org for all the information. If you'd like to volunteer, even at the board level, there are opportunities there. There's all kinds of workshops and things at Share Greater Lynchburg, all kinds of activities. And then the Giving Tuesday and everything leading up to that, we're going to have a lot of events coming up. So stay tuned to Share Greater Lynchburg to learn more. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization, why don't you become 202?
That's right.
You can become the 202nd nonprofit organization to join. It is absolutely positively free, and there are so many benefits. Folks can find your organization on the platform. They can attend events. They can volunteer for your things. They can even shop for your organization right on the platform. So visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming out.
Thanks for adding us on today.
Yeah, thanks for coming out on a Friday. This is cool.
That's great.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way.